Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. What up, what up, what up? You're listening to the 1,128th episode on Purpose Kingdom Network. I am your girl, Adrian Misunderstandings Allen, and as always, I take great pleasure in welcoming you to D-Block Church, the place for the whosoever will, you know. Every other Thursday, we'd like to just sit, tell the truth, to shame the devil, tell him, you know, this is what's going to need for the next 2 weeks. And then we can come back again, you're going to get more, so you can go back and do another 2 weeks. So if this is your very first time on Purpose Kingdom Network, then we would like to say welcome to the PK. Welcome to Purpose Kingdom, because it is going down in the PK. Woo! It's going down in the PK. So go on and tell your friends to tell more friends to tell more friends to tell all your friends to tell their friends. That way everybody's friend will be on there. Before you know it, everything will be in the community and we'll all be moving at the same pace. We'll all be looking at the same thing. So trust when I tell you that tonight is a special night. Why? Because it's D-Block Church. What up? What up? And I'm trying to tell you, tonight is just simple. I'm asking a question. It's to care or not to care? To care or not to care? How do you feel? The number to call in is 319-527-6091. Or you have 323-870-4174. If you would like to queue in now, you can press 1. It'll queue the board, and then the board will let me know, and then we will bring you on. Now, to care or not to care. It's funny that we're on D-Block Church doing it because, see, here I like to say we teach the true gospel. We speak nothing but the truth, so help us, God. We understand that we have been all created for a purpose, and that purpose is to survive together, to thrive together, to live together. This is what we're going to do. This is what we're supposed to do. And on D-Block Church tonight, definitely, we're going to find out if you care or you don't care. Please. Tell your friends and tell more friends and tell all the friends that we really are about to start this thing. So, as I would say, tell him to go on, sit down, tell him to go on, get out of the way, tell him to do what he need to do. Tell him that it's not place for him and it's not a time for you to be, I would say, distracted. Because at the end of the day, you might actually need to hear something. Why? Because it might not be for you. But swear on everything. You might run into the girl or the boy or the man that needs it right tomorrow. You won't understand what God is doing right this second because most people have to go through it and then turn around and look back and see what God has done. When they realize what God has done and how God has orchestrated things in their lives, then they start to take heed to it. So what I'm going to tell you is before we start today, don't allow it to happen. You have the authority to tell it to stop. You have the authority to tell it to wait. I mean, if you don't believe it, then all I can say is I got a new thing. If you don't believe me, just watch. Come on in, find a seat, take a seat, find out how to do it, find out what to do, find out where your strength come from. Find out who you are and whose you are so you know what to do when you see this adversity. Because guess what? It's here. It is here. Whether you care or you don't care, it's here. So the best thing I can tell you is that you should pay attention, right? To care or to not to care. I would like you to share. To care or not to care. That's a heck of a question because at the end of the day, I realize that there's more people out there that really, truly, probably don't care than there are that do. That's our first problem right there. Now, can I honestly say that that is the truth? No, I wouldn't honestly say that that's the truth, but it's like you got to figure out who's in and who's out. It's like American Idol. You can't win American Idol unless you get the votes. So if everyone that you like doesn't really go on and everyone that likes you doesn't really go on afterwards and vote, that means you might not win if it's based off of vote.
because you actually have to follow through the entire thing and actually download the thing to actually vote for the person and actually put the thing all the way in to have a vote that counts. And people walk around trying to figure out why they didn't win. Well, because we like you, but we didn't care that much to go all the way through it and actually press all the buttons that we had to press so that you could win. But we did like your song. It was awesome. We told everybody about it. Never, ever, ever did we care enough to go on and actually do what we were supposed to do with it. But that's what I mean when I say to care or not to care. It's like some things are important. Like when Jordans come out, and that's Air Jordan for anybody that's confused. When the sneakers come out, when the newest sneakers come out, it's a line. Not only is it a line, but it's like a hype for the whole week before for a pair of sneakers. Do we care or not care? Or to care or not to care for some sneaks? All types of people walking around thinking that it's all about them. As long as they're fine and as long as their family's fine and as long as everything in their family is straight, they're good. But I look at those people and then I have to ask the question, well, who do you live with? Where are the people? You know, you still got to commune with the other people, don't you? So it's like, do you care or do you not care? Some people walking around here completely in a daze. Why? Because they care so much. And if you care too much, you might hurt yourself. That's where I find out, you know, when you start to caring too much, you get to hurting on yourself. And then you get to talking about the things that you don't want to do because you know that you shouldn't be doing them. Because at the end of the day, if you do these things, that it'll take you somewhere where you might not want to ever be. Then you look at it and say, well, dang, that ain't what I wanted to do. I'm trying to say that I needed to get, you know, as you want to get as much out of what you're doing as possible. So you say, oh, okay, well, I want to say that could look at the community and look at what we do as a community to stay in contact with each other. Back when I was growing up, they used to have block captains, and the block captain kept the block together. We had block parties where we would cut the street off and everyone would have a good time, and it would be, you know, what we would race and all types of stuff. So the times have changed to the point where now we live in a different realm. So because we live in a different realm, that says that we need to know the realm that we live in. Because we are still supposed to be provided for each other. We still are supposed to be caring for each other. We still are supposed to be living with each other. We still are supposed to be making this thing work. Sometimes people fail to realize that it says that we are all a part of one body. Like the head is no good without the neck. If you think about it. You know, like you can do it, but it might not be the best looking thing. Or, you know, your wrist is not connected to your foot. I mean, you know what I mean? Like your foot doesn't come out of your wrist. Put it that way. And if it did, I mean, I don't know how you would walk, but you know, it wouldn't be a cartwheel. It would be something else. It would be a crash. But these are the things that just really don't fit. But then you would sit there, and maybe if they had a show, here you go. They have a show that makes no sense about anything, but we want to watch it. We want to watch it so much that we want to watch it so much that we just got the nothingness going on that the show got on now. Do we care or not to care? Please, I'd like to hear your opinion. 319-527-6091. Or you can dial 323-870-4174. That's if you're having an issue, you know. But if not, please join in. Bring the questions, because what we need to do is we need to have the conversation. And that's as simple as I can say it. We need to have a conversation about what's really going on in our world and how can we really, really stop it. But the question is to care or not to care. Because if you don't care, then you're not watching the election. I know I just lost like five people. They're like, what? Yeah, I know. As much as we don't want to watch the election, as much as we don't want to care, as much as we don't want to be involved, we need to be all the way involved because there's no other way for that to work out, for us to be involved. If we are not involved in what's going on right now, we are going to lose it as a people. I hate to say it like that, but that's exactly what's going to happen. And it's exactly what's going to happen. The only way that it's going to not happen is if we actually say to ourselves, we can do this. And when we do it, we got to really, really do it. And everybody that you see, you got to reciprocate it. You got to show them. You got to stop people in the street and just say hello. Really, if you care enough, I would like to say that you got to stop somebody and say, oh, you look nice today. Oh, I don't even know why I bumped into you today, but I'm so glad that I did. Just, if you don't want to do it, then that means maybe you fall into the don't care or not to care category. If you fall into that category, then the question is why? What is going on in your life that you feel as though that you're too good to be with everyone and not good enough to be at the church with the sick folks? She said, what? Yeah, at the church with the sick folk, because that's where the sick folk be. Yeah, that's what they say. I'm just trying to explain that the easiest thing for us to ever be able to do is love on each other. That is really the easiest thing that we can ever do. But we got to care enough to want to do it. Like, you got to want to talk to the person at the coffee aisle. You know, like today, I actually stood there for a minute just to see if someone was going to say something about the cup that was sitting there. Like, is this your cup? You know what I mean? Like, you see a cup there and everyone gets to the counter and no one is saying anything. No one says anything to anybody. But we're all looking at the cup. I mean, yes, I prank. It's not like a prank, but it is a prank because you want to see where you are in the morning. Most people be so sleepy, you know, that they're like discombobulated to it, because really a lot of people can't start until they get the first sip. Like, mine doesn't start really until I taste it off the straw. I'm going to be honest. Like, I got to mix it right, and then when I do it, it's great. I make my coffee from the Ritter to the Titter. One day we'll have a show just from the Ritter to the Titter so you can understand exactly what it's like to have a nice brew. Do you care or not to care? Nobody cares about my coffee, but at the end of the day, my coffee sets my day. So then the question would be, do you care or do you not care? Believe it or not, some people start to care, especially if they know that if we can do this for our boss, and when our boss gets there, our boss won't say a word to us. We won't have to do anything extra. She won't ask us to do anything more than what we need to do. Why? Because when she got here, all the things that we needed to do really were already done. That shows somebody that you care. If it's sitting there and you just are watching it and you're watching them watch it and then y'all can watch it together, the question is, do you care or is it not to care? Please, somebody, share. I just really, really, really like, I like to ask the question because at the end of the day, you find out that most people don't care. And if you really don't care, you really got to check yourself. You need to ask yourself why. Why don't you care? And there's a whole lot of reasons why you don't care, because guess what? I didn't come on here tonight to tell you about not caring. I just came on here to say to care or not to care, because there's a lot of things that are going on in the world right now. But if you don't care, you don't know. So then the question then again is, if you don't care, why? The sad part about it is most people that don't care really have children that are still walking around. Not even walking, how about that? They're like barely even on the ground. Now, it's not their fault that they're not understanding what's going on. It's not that they don't understand what's going on. Let's call it exactly what it is. They don't care. They don't care. Election day, when we're sitting there, everybody's sitting around and everybody's calling and they saying, Ma, who do I vote for? Or what am I supposed to do? Or what should I say? Or what are we doing? As long as we keep going like that, as long as we keep going like that and we allow somebody else to make our decision for us, like, Ma, I'm not really paying attention, so now it's election day, so who I got to go in there and vote for? If you don't do it, then okay, you don't do it. But I know a lot of people that do. So let's tell the truth and shame the devil. If we start to pay more attention to the stuff that we really don't care about, which means we really going to have to do something that we really don't want to do, and that's just going to care about some stuff that we really don't care about. I'd rather care about it now than care about it later. There's some things that we should have cared about a long time ago, but nobody really cared about it. Like the first time that we seen the girl with the tight stuff on, and that somebody just said, I know damn well she didn't talk about, yeah, when you seen me, because trust and believe, if you see me, I was sneaking because my mom always had me covered up. Understand that. So shout out to the moms that are at least having daughters covered up. But I would say to them is teach them something. Teach them something, that way they don't have to live the crazy life that I live. But I thank God for my crazy life because it made me care about everything. I don't have a not-to-care spirit in my soul. Why? Because I might have been there, or I've seen somebody that was there, or I know somebody that's on their way there. And if you don't know anybody that's on their way, then you're not paying attention. And now that goes right back to the fact that if you're not paying attention and you don't care, what is wrong with you? Well, you know, I just make my own money. I pay my own bills. And I don't really care. I have time for nobody else and just say nothing. And I understand that. It's all fine and dandy, like I said. But when you go to the store and you leave your child wherever it is, that the same shit, the same people that you don't want to deal with, those are the same children that your children are interacting with. So it's like somewhere down the line, somebody got to give, because if we don't start to bring this thing in, like bring it in, like a huddle, you know, you come from all different parts of the, you come from all different parts of the field, all different parts of the court. The huddle is the, when everybody comes from their position and they come to the center. This is Purpose Kingdom Network that you're listening to, so you know we have a purpose, and the purpose is to bring more people into God's kingdom. But the thing is that you want to have to want to be in the kingdom. So then the question is, do I care? Or do you not care? Please, share. Because when you sit and you think about all of the different things that you might even say or do, and I mean these things that you say or do, like, in the quiet of your own home, and that, like, okay, Donald Trump is your president. Donald Trump is America's president. Why is Donald Trump America's president? Because Donald Trump talks like America. Donald Trump is America's is the voice of America. It's unfortunate, but if we stop lying to ourselves, if we tell the truth and we shame the devil, all the people that love him are the same people that hate him. So on one token, people don't like him, but they use him for his money, and they use him for his power, and they use him for the abilities that he can. But meanwhile, there's a whole group of people that can't stand him. Why? Because he's still bucking the system. He's still not doing what it is that they want him to do. So as far as Donald Trump is concerned, you look at it and then you say, but we still got to pray for him. We actually got to pray for him harder, because guess what? He actually does have the power. He ain't got that much power, but he, you know, he has reign over us right now. Like, we put him in office. So because we put him in office, now we have to care enough to get him out. The reason why he's in office is because I think a lot of us didn't care the last time. And if we did care, once we got to the middle part of it, we fell off. That's why right now we're having a situation, because if we're sitting there and you're looking at the debate, I'm just trying to figure out, are you for real? But this is not the debate that we're having, though, is it? This is not the – because I'm looking at the thing and I'm trying to figure out, okay, none of y'all can beat Donald Trump single-handedly. Wow. Did somebody else hear that? Yeah, single-handedly. But we still have time to restructure. We still have time to put it together. And I know you be out there. I know you be listening. So guess what? We need to figure it out, and we need to figure it out now. Figure out who's going to be at the top. Put it all together. We need a team. We need a strong team. If we put that strong team together, that team is going to beat Donald Trump. I'm trying to tell you, we will not do it separate. We will not do it separate, but we will do it together. But the question is, do you care? To care or not to care? Please, share. 319-527-6091 or 323-870-4174 is the number. If you press 1, it'll cue the board and you can get in. But then guess what? You might not care. There's so many people out here that really don't really care. Like when they talk, when I hear me talk, people don't care. They say, oh, all she do is talk about God. All she do is talk about God. I'm glad that I talk about God, because if I was to actually entertain some of the conversations that I hear, I would probably be like, oh, my God. But I can say that there is a God because I used to have those same conversations. So I can't, you know, I don't knock, can't judge or anything, but at the same time, don't knock mine either. Okay? Because the same way you walk in something, I walk in another thing. It's called grace. It's called mercy. It's called favor. And we bless God for it. And I know there's a lot of people out there that know that exactly what it is, but that is because you care. You're trying to find out. You want to know what God is trying to say in your life. You call in here every night of the week. And if you do, that's a blessing. Why? Because you're getting it all different types of ways. Because we got 2 full weeks of programming at Purpose Kingdom Network, and I'm here to tell you that no matter what happens, there's always going to be a show for you. If that is not the show for you today, please hang up, call back tomorrow. I can guarantee you within the week, you're going to have a good time. And when you have a good time, it's something about having a good time that makes people want to come back. I'm not too familiar with too many places that was really like bad. Service was bad, the people were bad, and everything was bad, and then we showed back up. Not too many of us, you know, not too many of us do that kind of stuff. But who's out here really just standing there saying that we just need to do better? We need to do it together. Is there something wrong with doing it together? How is it that we think that we're going to make it without each other? That's my question. How is it that we think that we're really going to do it without each other? Does it even make sense? Does it even look like it's going to work? I mean, I couldn't even imagine, because when I'm sitting around and I'm just sitting and I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, y'all. Dang, I got a caller. Callers, y'all got to call back. Y'all know I don't be listening. I was walking around. Y'all had me all the way somewhere else. I was caring about this thing. I apologize, callers. Please press 1. Going back into the queue and I'm seeing, I'm paying attention. I apologize. Jesus. My God. But you know what? I appreciate the fact that you cared enough, but you didn't care enough to hold on. That's all right, too. I can understand it, because at the end of the day, sometimes I don't feel like it either. But if you feel that way and you get that way and you're always like that way, then you have to ask yourself, dang, is it really that, like, I can hit one again, right? Like, I can go back on. Or I can just hold my peace. I can hold my peace and then act like I don't care. Or I can say something, or that person just said something, or I said something that turns somebody off, and then when you get turned off, then you don't care anymore. So now because you're turned off, you don't care. And unfortunately, what happens is sometimes the things that turn you off is the things that you need to care about. The things that you don't want to really deal with are the things that you really have to deal with. Nobody really wants to pay that water bill. Nobody wants to really pay that cable bill. Nobody wants to really pay that bill, but they want things to turn on when they get there. Like, you don't want to pay your electric bill, but every time you come in the house, you want to flick the light on. So certain things we do, and we do them because we do them out of necessity, or we do them out of concern, or we do them because it's just what we're supposed to do. How about this, though? Do you care? Do you care? I mean, I really... I think that if you look at this... Okay. I think that if you look at what's going on in the United States right this second, I believe that the only reason why people are where we are right now is because of the fact that most people don't care. They'd rather go through their day without talking about the things that are going to prepare us for the next 35, 20 years of our lives. It's not important. They don't care. But when they wake up in the morning, it's like 20 minutes every day on Instagram to see who did what, where they went, who's marrying who, who's screwing what. And it's like, really? Like, how long does that last? How long can we keep the I don't care spirit? Because my question is, now, if you have an I don't care spirit, how are you teaching your kids? You're teaching your children to not care either. No, because that's not true. It's got to be true because children are like, so anything that falls in them is going to make an impression. It's just going to happen. It's going to happen good and it's going to happen bad. So my suggestion is to have it good. Now, if you care, it'll be good. If you really don't care, it'll be kind of like mediocre-ish or like just downright, like, let's say you cook, but you don't really care about cooking. You kind of just cook. And someone asks you to actually make the dish, right? Well, when you put the dish on the table and you realize that everybody else made their dish with care and you really didn't care, how do you feel about the plate that you put on the table? So if that's how you feel, then ask yourself, how is it that, like, we self-sabotage ourselves so much to the point where we make our own selves look crazy. There's a caller. My fault. I'm
Hello?
So sorry, caller.
Hello.
Oh, you are
Hello?
There. Hi,
yes,
caller.
Yes, I am. Hi, Miss Adrian.
Oh, hi. How are you?
How are you? I'm doing good. Enjoying
oh, I'm
the
doing
show.
Real good.
This
now
is Miss Trina.
Jeez, now
you're
on the line.
Yeah, God is good. You know, I was sitting here listening to what you were saying, and you know, there's a lot of categories where people fall under in this time that's going on in the world today. You know, I think about how, you know, some people are just exhausted, you know, from what's going on. Because if you look at, you know, Trump being in office, how he's just making a mockery of the position, you know, and then you have so many candidates in the beginning that was running for office, you know, and they got kind of confused and they just gave up, you know, because it was just too much to make a decision on, you know. And then you have people that are walking around in fear. You know, you look at things that's going on, especially the pestilence right now, called a pestilence, this coronavirus. So it talks about
right.
it in the Bible. So people are so mm-hmm. fearful to where they don't know what to do. They're paralyzed, you know. And, you know, when you become paralyzed with fear, you can't move. You don't know what to do. And then you
mm-hmm.
have the people that have faith in God. You know, that's the believers, because we know what the Word of God says. You know, and everything that's going on in the world today is actually in the Bible. It's all prophesied. You know, so what we have to do as believers, we know we have to continue to pray. You know, we have to continue to encourage one another. Because believe it or not, the people that don't know God, they are crying out. They are so fearful of what's going on in the world. You know, and that's where we as believers, we have to stand up, you know, and not just give the Word of God, but we have to be responsible in our calling and let them know, hey, this is what's going on. This is why it's going on. You have to make a decision, you know, and then, you know, we have a responsibility as even citizens in the world. You know, I do hope people show up and vote, you know, because we have to get Trump out of office. You know, we do. It has to get better. You know, I don't want to speak, you know, anything bad or negativity, but we know what the Word of God says, you know, and I believe it's going to get worse because that's what the Word of God says. But as people and children of God, we have a promise of God that He's going to keep us. The Word of God says we are not in the world. We are in the world, but we are not of the world. So those who are believers, we actually have a covenant with God to protect us and keep us in this end time. You know, so to get back what I was saying, there's all types of people. There's people that, like I said, they're exhausted, they've given up from what's going on. And there's people that's walking in fear of what's going on. But I know there are people in the earth that's praying. We are the believers. We know why it's happening. You know, but our prayers and my prayers, I know in Purpose Kingdom Network, that, you know, we as believers, do what we have to do. You know, we have to stay anchored in the word. We have to stay anchored in our calling. You know, because I believe that prayer makes a difference, you know, and if we continue to pray, hopefully people will show up, especially when it comes time for us to get to the polls, you know, because something has to change. And I believe it's going to change, especially for the church. Mm-hmm. God has got to get better for us. You know, it has to. You know,
It's our time. And that's why I said, I appreciate you calling. Before you hang up, though, you know you're going to have to pray. Mm-hmm. You got to pray. Or stay on, and then you could do the call. You got to pray. You cannot. Are you going to go to sleep? Everybody.
What is this? This is just so sad. You know, I was on
8:30.
You know what? That was me on the line earlier, right? I was sitting there dozing on my head. I was like, oh my gosh, let me click back in. But yeah, I'll stay on the line.
Okay.
But you know, there's my bedtime though. But
yes, thank you. See, that's the difference between caring and not caring. Because, and guess what? She's still going to get up on time, and she's still going to be all right. And she's going to get a little bit more blessing because she's going to actually bless somebody tonight. I just know that somebody tonight is going to be able to hear a word. And the reason why I'm saying that is because it's a lot of different things that are going on in the world, but the thing she touched on is how the people are reacting to what's going on in the world. Because this is in the Bible. And I mean, it's in the Bible to the point where it's so in the Bible that it's beautiful. I don't even want to say anything else, but it's beautiful that it's in the Bible. The difference is if you don't know, like if you don't know your history, if you don't know what's going on, if you don't know how to do it, then you're confused. You're not going to do it right. You didn't learn it right. You did, you know, and it's never too late to learn. That's one thing that I'm learning. One, it's never too late to learn. And two, you should always go into it with what is God saying in the moment. So if we were to think about the election itself, we would have to care immensely. So I know that most of us that are listening, we care. But do we care that much? We might have to get back in it and do what we need to do. Because at the end of the day, it is going to take every single vote to show up and just say, no more of the mess. No more of the shenanigans. Like, however, whatever it's going to do, let's do it. We know that we've made it from Fall Wars, and we will still be here for, you know, so I understand where people come from when they are looking at it in a bad situation, but I never, ever, ever can grasp it. I guess like Evangelist Trina just said, because of the fact that I'm a believer, it's something different in it. But y'all, we got to know that Philadelphia, you know, we broadcast from Philadelphia. Philadelphia is in the Bible. Like, y'all better understand where you are. There's richness in this city. There's richness in this city. Nothing happens in the world without Philly. And if you don't know, now you know. Nothing happens in the world without Philly. If it didn't go down in Philly first, it didn't happen. Check the record. Just the other day, they put a safe injection spot. They put a safe injection site in our, like, downtown South Philly, like downtown, or South Philly, I should say. And it's funny because it's not funny because the people that are in the community are in an uproar. But I think they wanted to put it in the community that they were already doing all the drugs in, which kind of would have, I don't know what they were doing. The difference is now they've done it. Not only did they do it, but they did it behind everybody's back. So when you get into things like that and you look in and you go outside, and then you ask yourself, are the streets going to get better or are the streets going to get worse? In your mind, you should always think that the streets are going to get better. I don't care what they're doing. You put safe injection spots out, we just go in the safe injection shot. We can go in there and tell them about the message of the good saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. We can do it right in there. If they can come in there freely and do it, we can freely come in there and save a soul. And it's just that simple. Whatever the enemy thinks that he can do, guess what? He cannot do it without God's permission. So therefore, whatever it is that's going on in your life, if you think is that you are down from it, it's because you don't care. you start caring about it and you start asking God to do it for you. If you care about it, you will start to want it. You will start to ask and you're going to have other people asking for you. I have a thing that when I, like growing up, I've always asked somebody, is that okay? Should I do it this way? And believe it or not, if people would say no, most of the time, I would not do it. But then I got to an age where it was like, oh, yeah, you're only saying don't do it because you don't, you know what I mean? You're saying don't do it because you really just want me to do it. So I went through that. Now, no, I'm not going to say that I feel as though I'm the only one that didn't follow the orders, but I definitely know that I had a lot of bumps and I had a lot of bruises and I had a lot of scrapes and I had a lot of ups and downs. But the difference is through it all, the one thing I did learn is that Jesus is right there. Christ has always been right there. My salvation is everything. My salvation means the world to me. And the reason why it means the world to me is because I've been granted the opportunity to tell you. It's one of the greatest. I take it as a privilege and an honor to be able to come out here and to every other week and let you know. It doesn't even matter what you feel like right this second. It's going to get better. It's got to get better. You know why? Because you're still breathing. If you weren't breathing, then it would be, you know, it would be better anyway because now you'd be where you need to be. Because it definitely says that we are going to die. That is the only promise that God has ever given us, is that we are going to leave this place. So the best thing is that if you understand it and you know what's going on, then it's all right with you. The difference is a lot of people have a misunderstanding about how it all works. People have a misunderstanding because they get caught up in names. People have a misunderstanding because they just don't want to hear. People get caught up in things because they just don't care. Care or not to care is the question. Please, share. It looks like I have another caller. Caller, are you out there? Okay, maybe not. So if you do, please press 1. And we'll cue the board. I see you. Can we try call? No. Okay, I lost the board too. Well, I'm trying to do it on this side, and they're trying to do it on that side. So caller, if you're still out there, we definitely encourage you to press 1. If you're just joining us, it's over, so you need to go and check out our archives. This is the 1,128th episode of Kingdom Network. This is D Block Church. I am your girl, Adrian, Misunderstandings Allen. And as always, I want you to know, God loves you so much that no matter what you do, no matter what you've done, it was all in the blood. It was all in the sacrifice. It was all in the slain blood of the Lamb. The same blood of the Lamb that when you start talking about in Revelation and you actually get to the city of Philadelphia, it's all about the fact that Philadelphia were the one, they were the people that actually prayed. They are the people that actually did what they were supposed to do. Now, everybody was taking advantage of them and beating them up and all that kind of stuff and looking like, you know, it was looking as if they were losing. But Philly got to prevail in front of the enemies. So y'all got to understand where you are. So you can understand how to take the pride, so you understand how to step up in it. So that means that if you're out there and you're listening right now and you didn't understand that, then that means that now you need to go back and find it on your network. Find it on your network. Get the history of what Philly is doing so we can bring Philly back. So guess what we can do? We can save this world. Purpose Kingdom Network style. D-Block Church, what up? I just say, at the end of the day, somebody needs to be talking about God. If they're talking about God and they plan, then somebody needs to speak up for the believer because everything ain't funny. Everything you can't keep laughing about. If people keep throwing Jesus around like it ain't nothing, then check them. That blood's important to me. I tell people all the time, do you have you getting past the blood? Or when you messed up, what happened? oh, well, you know, but see, my thing is, you know, that's why they say that nobody can get to the Father but by me. So you got to actually acknowledge the fact that this is what you're doing. You got to humble yourself enough to say, you know what? This is way, way bigger than me. I would be nothing without it. Because if you look at my worst day, on my worst day, I wouldn't even measure up. Or I should say on my best day, I wouldn't measure up. Because on my worst day, Lord, I got Jesus. And can't nobody tell me that I ain't did it. So, huh, you can't touch this blood. But y'all got to understand something, though. If you, to care or not to care, the reason why I did it is because right now this election is so major. And just by watching what's going on, it's not going to work. I don't believe that it's going to work like that. I believe that they now need to go and be like the Transformers, and all of the group needs to put together a cabinet. They need to do it like that, and then all of them together join together and beat Donald Trump. Like, so whoever is going to be the president, we let them be the president. Whoever is going to be in the vice, we let them be the vice. You know, Buttigieg, whatever his name is, Buttigieg got some ideas, so you got to check Buttigieg out. But at the end of the day, Buttigieg is the only one that got 60 years left. I mean, because you're looking at the people and you're figuring, okay, well, if he's going to be that old, and they can be that old, so that means Buttigieg will be in there for at least another 60 years. Can you give everybody else 60? Now, I don't know. But that's what we need to be looking at. I understand that there's an election coming up, and I understand that you want what you want right now. I understand that you want what you want right now, and I understand that you want what you're going to get next year. I understand all those things, but I'm telling you, 25 years from now, I don't know what we're going to do if we don't do it right now. If we don't stand up and say something, God is really here. God is really prevailing. God is really on the throne. I know that you like to play that and all that kind of stuff, but all of that stuff, you know, it came from God. Matter of fact, that all that nastiness that y'all doing with the sexual immortality and all that kind of stuff, bring it back. Y'all don't even know what you're doing with it. Bring it back. Bring it back to the church so that it can come on back to where it's supposed to be, and then we can understand what it is that we're really, really supposed to be doing. That way we can really, really sow back into this world. If somebody is offended by what I just said, I understand too, but guess what? That's the truth. It ain't so much immoral, but it's the fact that you just don't know what you're doing. You don't know why you're doing it. So therefore, when you don't know what you're doing and you don't know why you're doing it, you should back up, and you should start to ask God. That's what prayer is all about. That's why they say it's just a conversation. I don't know how to pray like everybody else, but you don't have to pray like everybody else, right? Because when I pray, I just pray straight. Because, you know, I look at Jesus and I'm like, no, you know. And I wish I could. Trust me, but your relationship should be as anybody else's relationship. It actually should be closer because I spend a lot of time with God. But because of the fact that we have Sister Trina on the line, I'm going to bring Sister Trina back on. She is going to do the call of salvation, like, you know. And Chappie, if you're there, then Chappie's going to come on, and she's going to do what she do, and then she's going to do the announcement, and then we're going to do what we do. But to care or not to care, please share. Sister Trina.
Yes, yes, praise the Lord. This is a time that we offer the call of salvation. So if someone's on the airway tonight and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, if you are one of the people that are exhausted or are walking in fear and don't know the outcome of a thing, we invite you or encourage you to open up your heart and let Jesus in. The Word of God says that, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. See, it's simple. If you don't know how to run your life, You don't even know what tomorrow brings. But we here on Purpose Kingdom Network knows who holds tomorrow. So if you are walking in fear because you don't know what your tomorrow holds, or if you are frustrated because of what the things are going on in the earth today, you don't have the peace that surpasses all understanding. See, if you don't have Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you don't have that peace, because he's the only one that can give you that peace. He's the only one that can give you joy in the midst of the situation that's going on in the earth today. So if you are tired of trying to figure things out, or if you are tired of living the way you are living, or if you are tired of just being sick and tired of your situation and circumstance, we know someone who can bring you through. We know someone who can work the thing out for you. So if you are ready to have your life changed, if you are ready to completely surrender, we invite you to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. It's really easy. All you have to do is just acknowledge that you are a sinner and in need of a Savior. The Word of God says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, then you are saved. So if you want Jesus Christ as your Savior, if you want a change in your life, I invite you to repeat after me. Father God, I can call you Father now because I'm accepting your Son, Jesus. I repent of my sins. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash me with your precious blood and make me whole. I am tired of living my life on my own. I believe that you are the Son of God, and you came to save a wretch like me. I invite you into my heart. I now live for you. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Thank you, God, for now being my Father. Hallelujah. So if you prayed that prayer, Jesus washed you from your sins, and God is now your Father. Welcome into the kingdom of God. You can now tell someone that you are now born again. Amen, amen, and amen. Sister Adrian.
Amen. The announcements now, or I'd rather go there because what I would like to do is we're going to talk about some grief real quick. Since everybody's having this thing about, you know, grieving.
Yes, real quickly, I'll go ahead and do the announcements. This is a product of the Purpose Kingdom Network. We thank each and every one of you for joining us on the line, whether you're calling us via phone or listening to us via internet. We thank you so much. If you want to correspond with us here at Purpose Kingdom Network, you can correspond with us here via email at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com, where you can send your comments, questions, concerns. You can simply say hello or send a prayer request. We gladly honor that. And if you want to hear any of our past or previous broadcasts, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom, where you can simply type in the host name or show name. You can hear that show in its entirety and at your convenience. We also invite you to like us on Facebook, where you can hear our morning walk with prayer on anchor.com or Anchor FM. Or you can just follow any of our social media pages. We're also on LinkedIn. We're on Instagram and Twitter at purpose_kingdom. And you can also to the follow the links at any time of the day, but we do have a morning walk of prayer, and we invite you to join it. And don't forget to invite a friend to listen in on our morning walk of prayer and inspiration. And we thank you so much, and with God's blessing, we hope you join us for the 9 p.m. hour for Toy Talk. And once again, at the 9 p.m. hour, we're going to have Toy Talk at the 9 p.m. hour. With that being said, this is going to be the end of the announcements, and I'll go ahead and bring Pastor Toy on real quick.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Sister Adrian, girl, you just showing off in the Holy Spirit this evening. I just bless God for the word that you brought forth this evening. Do you care or do you not care? It don't get no simpler than that. With everything that's going on, see, I wasn't going to say nothing, but since she said I could come on and do what I do, it's just as simple as that. Either you care or you don't care. And if you don't care, I'm going to say what y'all hear me say every election year. If you don't care, then you got to shut up about it. It's just that simple. And if you care, then you got to do something about it. What I have been watching for the past 4 years is I've been watching some folk that didn't care because they never thought that anybody with the sense God gave a roach would put our current president in office. And for the past 4 years, I have listened to a bunch of folk that didn't care run their mouth. So if you think you don't care, but you running your mouth about what's going on, just complaining and just, what we going to do? Woe is me. He done cut this. He cutting that. I'm going to work. I'm going to have to get another job to afford this stuff. And if that's where you at, then the truth is you really do care. And if you do care, then do something about it. It's not that hard, everybody. We got an election year. Some of us have already voted. Some states are waiting to vote. But this is an election year. Let's do something about it. It's not hard. It is not hard. Get up and go pull a ballot. Mark a box, however your state do it. Send in for an absentee ballot, however you do it. And then get on your knees and pray. Because understand, they keep saying it's going to get better. What's really going to happen, and if you don't believe me, read your Bible. God is going to take care of his children. And the rest of the folk is going to start to catch hell. Because God's word says that there's an antichrist that must be birthed in the flesh. But he can only be birthed in the fullness of time, which means this world got to be evil enough to give birth to him. And if y'all don't think we on our way there, you better wake up and ask somebody. So again, do you care or don't you care? And if you care, you should be praying. If you don't care, my uncle always says this is rude, but it's the only way I know to say it. You got to shut up. Sister Adrian, the ministry is back in your hands.
Well, I appreciate both of you ladies for coming on and doing what you do. I appreciate Brother Ralph for the announcement. I appreciate all those that are out there listening. And what I want you to know is that, what you say? Oh, I thought there was someone out there. I'm going to say, before we close it, you still got time. You're still here. You can come on and let us know that you joined. You can come on and let us know you love the kingdom. You still got a little bit of more time left. Because I wanted to leave you with some Bible. You know how I like to do. So let's do 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 5.
I'm go to what? 5? Is that a good place to start? Maybe even 6. Now, young man, I'm going to go 5. Young man, in the same way, be submissive to those who are older, all of you. Clothe yourselves with humility toward one another, because God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety and cares on him, because he cares for you. To care or not to care. But it says that he cares for you. So at the end of the day, you're talking about voting. Toy told you to shut up. I'm going to tell you to sit down. I'm going to tell you to move out the way. I'm going to tell you to back up. I'm going to tell you, get yourselves together. Fix stuff. Right? Fix stuff. As the people said, fix stuff. But at the end of the day, you need to find it. The reason why, because nobody is not supposed to get this word. God is for everybody. That's the whole reason for it. Like, you just got to believe it. And if you're not believing it, then there's something that you need to ask the question, and you ask the question to God that, why don't you believe it? And then you need to find out exactly what it is, because at the end of the day, you're only breathing because of him. So if you get a chance to do it next tomorrow, they say that mercies renew every morning. So at the end of the day, for real, once you wake up, it's like, you've done it again. All right, what are we going to do today? And then you start to like it. Then you don't even, then you start to like it. I guess there's a point where you like it, and then because it's too much, then you stop liking it. But we always know that God is the same God today, yesterday, and forever and ever. He will always look over us no matter what, no matter where you are. You can look at the worst person that you see, like the dirtiest person, the dumbest person, the nastiest person, the oldest person, the weirdest person, any of those people, God's got them. And when we realize that God's got them, you look at them and you have to appreciate them for exactly what it is, that God's got them. And if God's got me, God's got you, so guess what? God's got them. To care or not to care? Please, share. I just figured, you know what I mean? We got to put real-life situational things, man. We got to put real-life things together. We got to look at our kids. We got to say, you know what? I'm not doing this right. I got to say something different. You know what? I don't even want to eat these, but I'm going to eat them right. Look, I can't say all that I want to say, because guess what? The same way Donald Trump is up there, it's mess coming through our television, the radio shows, the radio, the TV. I'm listening, but I done stopped listening because everything is too sexy, and it just makes it just too you. If you're in that world and you're right there and that's where you are, you got to be grounded. If you ain't grounded and rooted in something, you lost. I'm telling you now. It's the best way I can say it. Be careful, be safe. Look, be careful, be safe, because, you know, we will be back. God will, we will be back. But don't forget, man, you got to check out Toy Talk tomorrow, and then we got Let's Talk About It on Monday. So I look forward to it. Y'all have a good night. What up?
What up? What up?
He's a slave.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never wanna see me down, I will not lose.